Now look at the latest local news on WIBD. Arraignment is scheduled for this morning in Washington County Court for a 31-year-old Milwaukee man charged with armed robbery as a repeat offender for the May 2nd robbery of Romy's BP in Allenton. According to a press release from the Washington County Sheriff's Office, Brian James Scragg Smychek has confessed to the crime. Roadside stands and metal sheds across Wisconsin are selling a variety of fireworks as we head for the 4th of July. But what can you legally light in your backyard? West Bend Fire Captain Kenny Aslin sums it up.
So if it leaves the ground or if it blows up, it's pretty much not legal to possess in Wisconsin without a permit. However, if you're just going to launch bottle rockets or Roman candles, you're not going to get a permit, at least in the city of West Bend. So even like the 4th of July fireworks, they are requiring a permit. So that's Wolverine Fireworks, which was Bartolotta at one point. So again, we got Rocco Bartolotta will be coming up to do our fireworks again. There's been a couple other times in the city. So Gale Company Manitou, they had their own private fireworks that was put on again by a professional fireworks company. They were able to get a permit.
By the way, you can't call the fire department today and ask for a permit for next week. Applications need to be filed at least 30 days ahead. A first offense for illegally shooting fireworks in the city of West Bend carries a $155.50 fine, plus they'll confiscate any unexploded items. The fine goes up with any subsequent violations to a maximum of $533.50. A number of area communities made the SafeWise.com annual nationwide list of the 50 safest cities to raise a child in 2018. Cedarburg was ranked 11th, Beaver Dam 16th, Hartford 17th, Grafton 24th, Whitefish Bay 27th, and Port Washington 34th. A third of the cities that made that list are in Wisconsin.